Welcome to Organizing with Ease. I'm Deanna Mall with D's to Clutter.
And I'm Zeenat Seaman with Firefly Bridge Organizing.
This is where we talk about ways to make organizing easy so that we can enjoy our daily lives with less stress. And welcome to episode 97. Today, we're going back to the beginning, home organizing 101. Where do you start? When you want your home to be more organized? And how do you want to make it look nicely decorated when you're done? Stay with us for all of the details. If you're determined to make your home feel more comfortable this year, so that you and your family can really enjoy relaxed, stress-free time at home together, or so that you feel confident to invite friends and family over anytime without feeling a bit embarrassed by the clutter everywhere, but you're confused about where to start, right, Zeenat, and how to make every space look good, then this is the episode for you.
Yeah, and this episode is also for you if you've tried to organize your home before, but soon afterwards you found that the areas you took the time and the effort to organize are messy and cluttered again. There's a reason for that.
Yes. So why don't we just start from the very beginning?
Okay.
So you want to get organized this year. You want your home to feel calm. You'd love to have people over more often and not just for kids' play dates, right? But actual like grown-ups to come over. At least that's where we want, right? That's where you want to start, right? So that's a really great question. So where do you want to start? And we think the answer is to start where you where the clutter is the most annoying. That's an easy thought. And where getting the space organized will have the biggest impact.
But there's a little more to it. Now, a big reason that Deanna and I see people flounder and kind of hop from spot to spot in their house trying to get organized is that they haven't taken the time to create a vision for how they want their home to feel and function at the end of these organizing efforts. And here's what I mean. Let's say you look around your house today and you think, my bathroom is a mess and it drives me crazy every single morning when I'm getting ready. And so, yes, organizing your bathroom will have a huge impact on your life, on your daily life. So then you think, okay, well, I'll just start organizing there then, which is great. But one of the things that you really want to do more of for your own well-being is to do more yoga, let's say. And you don't really have a space to practice at home. Your workout gear is in one spot, your mat is in another. You're shoveling your kids' toys out of the way each and every time you want to practice. Well, then you think, well, I really want a yoga space too. So which spot wins, your bathroom or the yoga space? Which should you put your effort into today? So Deanna, what's the answer?
The answer is it depends. It really, I know, there's not, it's not, I know, you're just like, Deanna, seriously, like depends? It does. It really does depend on your vision for what you want your home to feel like and how you want it to function. And the thing is, if you don't have a vision for your home, then it's really easy to spend time, effort, and energy to organize room after room, only to realize later on that the stuff you organize in that one room, you now want it to move into another room because you want the space for something else, right?
Yeah.
Right. So then it becomes this constant, what is like this reorganizing project that never ends. And this is often when we see people get so disappointed in themselves. Prevent that, we believe you should have a vision and goals for your home. You really do have to have this. If you take the time to think about those first and write them down, it'll be easy to see where exactly you want to start. So, okay. Ready? So the first thing you should do before even start to organizing anything is to write out your goals and vision for your home and prioritize those. Then take a look around your home. Find the spots that are the most annoying to you, which I know I can attest that has happened to me several times, not just once, but several, but that also are higher priority on those goals you prepared. And that's exactly where you should start.
Right. And looking at what's most important for you and how you want to live and be in your home, function in your home, what you want to do at home this year, that's the key. Also, one thing to mention is that this vision that you come up with, it's going to serve you whether you're starting small with one tiny spot that's driving you crazy right now. But your vision is also really indispensable to you if you do a full home organizing. If your goal is to get organized quickly so that you can enjoy your home already from now on. Okay, so you have your vision, you've written some goals down, and you organize. It looks great. You're loving the yoga space you've carved out of the playroom or the family room, or the shoes in the entry are nicely arranged on the shoe shelves there. Then a week and a half later, it's like you never organized at all. The toys have taken over your yoga space. The shoes are all over the floor in the entryway. What happened? Well, this is the heart of how to stay organized for good. So if you're doing something else right now, if the kids need your attention, press pause and come back when you can hear this really well. Your space will stay organized only if you and your family can use the organizing systems that you've set up.
Let's give an example. I love examples. Mm-hmm. So let's say you've organized your entryway and you decided to get these beautiful baskets where all the family shoes will be placed so that the walkway is clear.
Okay. A lot of people like to do that. Yeah.
Right? Okay, so you measure the space, you research the style of baskets you want, you order them. When they arrive, you declutter the shoes in the entryway, and you place the shoes in the baskets, and it looks awesome. The entire family loves it. It looks everyone's totally really excited about it. Then the next day, the kids come home from school, right? And in the afternoon, after school rush, they leave their shoes, but where? On the floor. You understand? Yeah. So later that afternoon, you come back and you place the shoes nicely in those baskets that you just bought, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you remind them gently that they should please put their shoes away when they get home. Again, everyone agrees and all is well. Then a couple of days later, the kids come home and again, the shoes, where are they? Again, on the floor. We've all been there, right? I know I have.
Oh, yeah.
It takes a while. Now, this is where the temper starts to rise just a little bit, just a little bit. Because didn't you ask them to put their shoes in the pretty baskets? And didn't they all agree that they would? So what's going on? And all of a sudden, you're the one putting shoes away. And I can attest that has happened to my household. But now we are good because we keep going, right? So you're having to come back every night and those loose shoes in the baskets. Oh, honestly, you don't have the time. At least I know I don't. Every single time, every single day, right? Yeah. And on those days when you don't do it, the entryway is, what does it look like? A total mess. It's cluttered again. It's like you hadn't even organized it at all. So in this example, guess what? You set up a beautiful organizing system, baskets for shoes, but your family just can't keep up. I don't know, Zena, have you had one of those moments? And then you ask yourself, why? Ask yourself, like, why? Well, that's something that you can figure out. Think about it. Maybe just ask them what the issue is, what the challenge is with tossing their shoes in the basket that they all agreed on. Because you thought that it was just so easy for them to toss their shoes in the baskets, and you can't understand why they're not doing it. Well, maybe the issue is what whenever they need to get a pair of shoes out, like when they're in a rush to get ready for school, maybe it takes too long for them to dig out the matching pair of shoes from that basket. And so they prefer to just leave their shoes on the floor where they can easily grab them and actually see them so they can see the right with the left. So that the system you choose, right? Because that's what they need, right? So the system you chose, baskets, don't really work at the time it needs to work for your family. So they won't stick with it. Maybe a better solution would be shelves at the entryway so that each pair of shoes is a super easy see and grab. And I think that is a good end result.
Yeah. So as you're organizing, you need to think about the systems that work for you and your family, because something that works for someone else, something that you've seen on TikTok, Instagram, whatever, it may not work for you because we each have different habits, different ways of functioning, living in our homes. And you really have to think about that so that you can create a system that works from day one, and then you won't be reorganizing that space again and again. So, and you won't be snippy at your family for not putting their shoes away. So once you've gotten the system that will work for your family, you do need to help them to make it routine for them to continue doing it. Just because you've set up the shoe shelves doesn't mean that they'll automatically put their shoes away, because their habit up to this point has been to leave the shoes on the floor. But
right.
Just continue to make it routine for everyone to do this every day, and pretty soon you won't have to remind them anymore, especially since you found a system that has the least number of obstacles for everyone to use it. So I think that's a great example of a system that we think is great when we start out with, but we very quickly we start to see that it's not working. And it's not because the people in your family, the people in your household don't want it to work, but there's an obstacle. There's something that's preventing it from working. You just have to think about it a little bit. And this is what we do with our clients. We talk to our clients, we talk them through this, so we understand the types of systems that would work for them, because we try to understand what their family's habits are. And that helps.
Yes, it's very true. And it's basically making it all function. Like, it looks great, but for mm-hmm. others, like you had mentioned, but that functioning. So I actually did do the baskets by the door. That was a complete flop, I would say, by day two, like a complete flop. Actually have now a mat just for shoes. Mm-hmm. So I do have that by my doorway on the side.
And everybody sees.
Yes, there you go. And I also have in my garage, I actually have a shoe rack, and it makes it easy. They can see their right and left shoe. They can see their pairs together, right? It's a process, and it takes a while to figure out what really works for your family. Like you mentioned, not all of the systems that you see that everybody, you know, highlights might work for you and your family.
Yeah.
Right. A lot of people complain that putting everything away in cabinets, drawers, and closets doesn't work for their families because, like the shoe baskets, if something is so put away, they're less likely to take it out, use it, and put it away again. However, if you use storage solutions that blend decor and organization seamlessly, like open shelving with a mix of decorative and functional items. For example, instead of hiding away your favorite dishes behind cabinet doors, display them on open shelves in your kitchen. Not only does it create a visually appealing arrangement, but it also makes it easy to access and use the items regularly. Right, Zena?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I love the idea of making the decor also the organization, also the system. So open shelving is great because you can access everything easily. But also, if you've got a cute set of dishes, it becomes the decor in your kitchen. So as long as it's not looking or feeling cluttered on those open shelves, and you can access everything really easily, go for it.
So, but at the same time, if they leave stuff out, their homes really doesn't feel that nicely decorated, especially, you ready? We are going back to this again, this beautiful topic of especially true with toys.
Oh my goodness, yes. All the Legos.
Legos.
But getting the right mix of easy access and pretty decor, we know is not impossible. We know it's possible. I know that we've seen the cubby shelves with the baskets inside them where you can toss all the Legos, but your space still looks pretty because the Legos are hidden but accessible, right? So they're not in a cabinet or in a drawer where your kids can't access them. They're just in a basket or a bin on the shelves, but you can pull them out. What are some other examples of decor that doubles as organization, Deanna?
I actually sometimes I feel like I'm a Lego expert here. So
I love it. Yeah.
I don't know why. It seems as though the Legos are a pretty good thing. Actually now, yes. So I'm just going to go through some examples of how to like just store Lego bricks, right? Like,
okay.
Or the types of the bins, just because it just seems that these actually work. So you'll like this one, Zenit. I like the IKEA Trofast system. Because we like that because they're customizable. They're bins with the frames, making it really perfect to organize the Legos. And of course, they mix and match the different bin sizes to accommodate the various Lego pieces, right? And the configurations that Lego offers. Storage bags. You know, consider using large Ziploc. I like those Zip-Top bags that are reusable as well. The big ones you could use to sort out the bricks by colors and you know, by type. And then you can, of course, label each of the bags accordingly, which is an easy thing. Clear plastic bins again. You know, everything that's clear is always easy to see what's inside so that it's really easy to find that specific, you know, small little piece during your building sessions. Of course, you know, Lego themselves actually offers their own line of storage solutions. They're actually called the Lego Storage Brick Boxes. Didn't know if you knew that.
Okay.
And these are oversized Lego bricks. And they're storage containers. And the best part is you can stack them just like Lego, and they also come in various sizes and colors, and they add, like, you know, in the playroom, an actually added color. Like, so there's your pop. You can use the pop color from these storage brain boxes. So yeah. And then, of course, you know, the typical drawer dividers, if you want to put them in a dresser or a cabinet, right. Like, let's say you don't have storage space, like on a wall, where you have that. You can also put them maybe in a closet or a cabinet or a dresser, or whatever. Use drawer dividers. That actually helps as well. Or, of course, your typical plastic shoe containers. And then just, you know, label them, and because it's easy. Label.
Yeah. And I think the trick here is just to make sure that whatever organizing system that you choose fits the aesthetic of your room. And that's how you really seamlessly blend the two. And so some of the things that we've done in clients' homes, I'm trying to think in my own home what I've done, and I'm sure I'll come up with some ideas. But in clients' homes very recently, one client had a built-in set of bookshelves in her living room and really wanted to make that bookshelf less cluttered and more of a lovely backdrop when she was doing Zoom calls. But also when people were over, you know, visiting her, that it was a beautiful room and not a room full of, you know, junk, random stuff on the bookshelf. However, she has
like
kids.
No Legos?
Well, we did put Legos. But the interesting is that she wanted...
But you hid them. You hid them.
Kind of. The interesting is, so she, you know, she has kids. She wants the Legos to be accessible to them. She wants those things to happen. So we found these giant light wood, I don't even know, bamboo-ish kind of color, but very light, almost kind of flimsy. On the bottom shelf, there were these cylindrical boxes, almost like a hat box, with a lid and two handles. And so we put two of those, and the Legos went in there. They were on the bottom shelf, so the kids could always access them. We labeled them Legos, but with a tone-on-tone little label, so it wasn't something bright, so that it would fit with her.
Beautiful decor.
It was that. And then on the upper shelves, she had a couple of stuffed toys, but a couple. We really picked the ones that she wanted to display there. It wasn't that they were the prettiest ones, but they were the ones that were most loved. And so those are the ones that she displayed on the shelves. So it became, in other words, we're trying to create areas that are seamless. It's part of your decor, and yet it is the storage space for these things. In another, on one other shelf on the other side, so she also added some potted plants on the bookshelves, a room with good light. And then on the other side, she had some glass mason jars with her things. She had some, I don't remember what they were, but some little memorabilia things that were previously just scattered on the shelf, and she chose to put them all inside a glass mason jar so she could still see them, but they were contained. And that became part of the decor, along with books and a tray, some candles, you know, those types of things that are purely decorative. But she used some other storage systems to seamlessly build in organizing into her decor. So that that type of idea I like. So it doesn't have to be always behind doors. Yeah.
No, it does not. No. I mean, even if you have like, so for those, I mentioned those Ziploc bags, right? Those pretty ones with the Ziploc and you label them. So you could actually use those as well. So if you have an entertainment center and you have open shelving, you can actually put them in a basket and or one of those pullouts, and you can actually put those Ziplocs in that. And that's what I've done as well. So you have an entertainment section there, right? Like the family room, and they have open shelving. Yeah. And then maybe some of the doors are closed, part of the entertainment setup against the wall. So it depends on, you know, what they use the most. And then you can kind of work with them on where to place those items. So, you know, and that's what we've done. That's what I've done as well. And it's actually, it works itself out. Like, so there's so many options that you can make it function and still look good.
Yeah. And I'm actually, I'm looking in my office now. Here's an example from my own house. I'm in my office, and I have my files in a couple of Big So boxes. These are from the Container Store. If you look for them, they are narrow rectangular file boxes. And I just choose the color that goes with my aesthetic. They are on a shelf in my closet, but they're not a metal file cabinet or a giant ugly file cabinet. I just don't like the look of file cabinets.
No.
So I keep these little boxes on my shelves. And when I need, I know they're labeled, which, you know, what files specifically are in which box. So I know that if I need something household related, it's in one box, something work related, it's in another box. And I can just pull that individual box out, get what I need and put it back. So that to me, it's decorative, but it's also very functional. So that kind of thing.
That's why I got rid of a lot in my office as well, because I just
you just did a whole remodel.
I did I have my bookshelves, and I actually have a lot of my desk accessories in my drawers now, because I just it was just getting too much. It's just too much. Yeah, and so I do understand. Yeah, it's hard to see things, and there's really not that. You don't really need like every single paperclip on your desk. You know what I mean? Like, it got to the point where I'm like, I felt like I had more paperclips than I had pens at one point. I'm like, okay, let's kind of reassess this, you know? I mean, let's just assess. So that's just, so it's all good. It's all good relative if the outcome is how you wish to see things get done.
Love it. Well, thank you everyone for joining us today. Please leave us a quick review. Reviews help others to find our podcast.
And follow the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts so you never miss a new episode. Remember that a new episode comes out every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Join us again next week for more organizing ideas and tips. Until next week.